Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Aleph. We began actually the top of the Omud yesterday, but we'll begin from the very last words of Nun Omud Beis with the words Omai Rava. And we repeat what we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, which was a chazar that we learned from the beginning of the shiur. My time of the Rebbe Gamliel. What is the understanding of Rebbe Gamliel? Again, we had a machlokas between Rebbe Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rebbe Gamliel's opinion was that there is no get achar get, and there is no maimer achar maimer. The Chachamim disagreed, and we'll understand that machlokas a little bit better today. So the Gemara starts off and says, my time of the Rebbe Gamliel. What is the understanding of Rebbe Gamliel when he says that when you have two Yevamim or two Yevamos, so let's say Shimon has falling to him Rachel and Leah, two unrelated wives of Reuven, whose brother passed away, and he gives a get to the first one, Rachel, and then he gives a get to the second one, Leah, or he gave Maimah to the first one, Rachel, then he gives Maimah to the second one, Leah, or in a scenario where there was only one Yevamah, there's only Rachel, and Shimon gives the first get or the first Maimah, and then Levi, the other brother, gives a get or Maimah, respectively, whatever the first brother did, the second brother did the same thing. In all of those situations, Rabbi Gamliel says, ain't get acha get, ain't maimer acha maimer. Why is that? The Masafkale, because Rabbi Gamliel is unsure what the din is. If you say the first get works, get idachi, and that gets rid of the zika, or does he hold ilodachi, or it doesn't work. So he says, mimanashach. The din will be that if the first get worked, then the second get can't take effect. If the first get didn't work, then the second get can't take effect as well. So, same thing by Maimer. He says a machlokas. He says sofek. Maimer ikani, ilokani. So here, now let's understand this better. The Gemara explains. Rava tells us, get, idachi, ilodachi. The machlokas for Rav Gamliel is, does it get totally knock aside the Zika, or does it not knock aside the Zika at all? So, ikamot dachi, if, let's keep it nice and simple, you have Shimon with two co-wives that fell to him. So Shimon gave a get to the first co-wife, Rachel. So if that works, so then Basra, my covet, then the second one does nothing. The Zika has been removed by the first get, and therefore there's nothing left to take effect on the second co-wife, on Leah. And therefore, Leah is not considered a grusha to him. And ikama lo dochi, but if the first get didn't work, so then the second get doesn't work either. Basra nami lo dochi. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Gamliel holds that ein get acha get. The same thing applies with Maimer. Maimer ikoni ilokoni. He has a suffix. Does it work or does it not work? So if you tell me ikamo koni, if Shimon gave, in fact, a good Maimer to Rachel, so then there's nothing left. That took effect. And therefore, when he gives a Maimer to Leah, there's nothing that can take effect. Basra, my covet. He didn't accomplish anything. Vikamo lokoni. But if the first Maimer from Shimon to Rachel didn't work, so then the second one won't work either. Basra nami lo kani. Therefore, this is the understanding, Rabbi Gamliel, why ain't get acha get, and why ain't maimer acha maimer. This is Rava's understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. However, Abaye questions this. Esri Abaye says, wait a second. The rest of the Mishnah said, Umodi Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that sheyesh get acha maimer, or maimer acha get. He says, in this situation, if Shimon gave a get to one and then he gave Maimer to the other one, or he gave Maimer to the first one, then he gave get to the second one, in that situation, he does say that it works. Because, again, whatever Maimer does, that's Lav Dafka what get does. Or whatever get does, that's Lav Dafka what Maimer does. So in this situation, you have to be concerned that maybe Maimer worked, but get wouldn't. Or maybe get worked, but Maimer doesn't. Or vice versa. So therefore, Rava says, that's why Modi Rabbi Gamliel in that case. But here we come to the part where the question is, the get achar bio maimer. Now Rashi explains that we're dealing here with three widows. So you have Reuven was married to Rachel, Leah, and Chana. And all of them are unrelated, and they all fall in Yibam, to keep it nice and simple, to just Shimon. So what happens is Shimon first did maimer with Rachel, and then he had relations with Leah. And then he did a get. So this is the get achar bia umaimer, but the maimer came first, the bia came second, and the get comes third. In this situation, Rabbi Gamliel admits that the get does take effect, even though it's the last one. Vice versa. If he did maimer the last one, achar bia v'get. And again, Rashi explains over here, the first one, Rachel, let's say, got a get. The second widow, Leah, he had yibam with, he did bia with. And the third one got maimer. So in all of these situations, Rabbi Gamliel says we have to be concerned that the last item, the maimer achar haget, takes effect, or the get achar haMaimer takes effect. So, the masafkalil Rabbi Gamliel, but if you're telling me that Rabbi Gamliel has a suffix, does the get or the maimer work or doesn't it work? So then this should be to have a kebia de lechatchila betikne. But that's not true. As the Hotnan, Habila Bizman Shi Batchila in Acharei HaKlum, but if it's in the middle or at the end, it does in fact not work. Now, what I just said a mouthful, so let's understand this carefully. So, if Rabbi Gamliel is telling us over here that if you had the three widows, and you did, let's keep it simple. The first case was, first you did Maimer, A, wife got Maimer, B, wife got Bia, C, wife got Get. So, Rachel got Maimer, Leah got Bia, and Chana, the third wife, all unrelated, but they're all wives of the dead Reuven, she got a get. So according to what you're suggesting, that if you have a situation that the maimer was done first, and we're not sure if it works, so be manushach. If it works, then nothing could take effect after it. If it doesn't work, so then the bia that came second should be fully 100% taking effect. So then how come the get afterwards takes effect? Second question. If you have the first wife got a get, Rachel got a get, the second wife, Leah, she had Bia, and the third wife got Maimer. So again, why is he mistopic over here? If the first get is mistopic, does it take effect or not? So Mimonoshav, if it takes effect, so then nothing takes effect afterwards. If it doesn't take effect, then the Bia that comes second should be able to fully take effect. And then the Maimer after that should have nothing. So if you're telling me, mistopically, does this or does it not work yet, or Maimer, do they or not work, so then this should be a situation that the Bia, which was done to the second wife, so Tevei Kebia, Dilechatchila, that should be considered like it was done at the beginning. Because if you're telling me the first one took effect, the get or the Maimer that was first took effect, so then there's nothing that takes effect after it. But if you're telling me it doesn't take effect, so then now the Bia should take effect. So how come? We learned, the Hotnan, that according to Rabban Gamliel, it's only Habila Bizman Shibetchila, but here, if it's in the second place, Rabbi Gamliel says, there is after it something, but it shouldn't be after it something, because if you're mistopic, if the get of the maimer works, so if the get of the maimer doesn't work, then the bia should work. So that's the question that Abaya has on Rava. And therefore, Elom, Rabbi Abaya says, you have the wrong understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. This is the following understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. Leoma, b'shita leila Rabbi Gamliel. In fact, Rabbi Gamliel knows for a fact, beget the dochi, that the get does take effect. Umaimer the kani, and the maimer does take effect. The get knocks it apart, and the maimer makes it that they are connected. Aye, then how come he says that there is maimer acha get, and there is get acha maimer, and in the situation where there's the three, he holds that there is get achar maimer and bia, and there is maimer achar get ubiya. What's his reasoning? So he says, miyu amar rabbanon, the chacham said, ha yivama bechad sad mahani bo get, u bechad sad mahani ba maimer. It's not that he says it's an all or nothing idea. He says to a certain extent the maimer works, and to a certain extent the get works. And therefore, since they're working, whatever they're working, get acha get, lo dochi. Whatever the get did, a second get can't do anymore. The ha dochi lay kama, because the first get, whatever effect it has, makes the second get unable to go and take effect in any way. And likewise the maimer, whatever effect the maimer has, or maimer acha maimer lo kani, because whatever maimer had the first time, the second one can't do anything else. Oh, Connie, like, come on, because whatever effect the first one had, that's it. That's the end of the discussion. However, Abaye says, get acha maimer, maimer acha get. Each of them has something different than the other one. And therefore, haimil so kodachi, vahaimil so kokani. Therefore, whatever the get does, maimer does something else. So you could have maimer acha get, and you could have get acha maimer, because each one does something else. It's not that they each do the same thing, and if one works, the other works, and if one doesn't work, the other one doesn't work. No, each of them works to a certain extent, but they work differently. So you can have get acha maimer, and you can have maimer acha get. That's how Abaye understands the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. And knew in that situation, the Rabbanon, why did they say that you can have get acha get and maimer acha maimer? Because kol chad v'chad takinu le Rabbanon get umaimer b'yivama. Because they hold that each one, when chachamim were masakin, that the get and the maimer work, after all, midaraisa, get and maimer do nothing. So when the rabbis instituted, they said that it works for the first one and it can work for the second one. It works for the first one with get, it works for the second one with get. Whatever power they gave it, so they gave it to anyone. They gave it to the first and the second one. And similarly with maimer, they gave it to the first and to the second one. And to finally fully understand Rabbi Gamliel's picture, we had the three where you had a situation of get following maimer and bia, or whether you had maimer following a get and bia. So he says, by bia psula, this second position bia, the one that got bia was always wife number two, after either the maimer or after the get. So then, that was given to wife number one. So he says, in some ways, adifa mi maimar, ugriya mi maimar. In some ways, that bia is stronger than the maimar that was given to the first one, but in some ways, it's weaker than the maimar that was given to the first one. In what ways is it stronger? Adifa mi maimar, dilu maimar, acha maimar lo mahani. Because maimar after maimar, Rabbi Gamliel says, doesn't work. But he says, dilu bia acha maimar mahani. But the bia to wife number two does take effect after the maimar to wife number one. So that way, the bia is stronger than the maimer. However, it's also weaker. Ugriyam and maimer, in the sense, it's worse than the maimer, because the maimer acha get. Maimer does work after a get, because as we just said, they work by two different mechanisms. So koni lekuli shur the get. The maimer is able to accomplish whatever the get didn't do, the maimer is able to do. However, v'ilu bia acha get, but by bia, somewhat paradoxically, it's weaker. So bia after a get, lo kanyale the kuli shur the get. It doesn't work to pick up whatever the get didn't do, so to say. The bia is weaker than maimer. Maimer will pick it up, but the bia will not pick it up. And the rationale behind this is that they said that it's weaker because if you have maimer after a get, no aveira is done. But if you were to have bia after a get and say that that was the end all, so then you might do bia after chalitza, and therefore they make such a gzeira over here that it's weaker than the maimer. Okay, now we continue with the discussion of the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim with the following brisa, which is going to expand a little bit on it. We really said all of this brisa outside already. Now we'll see this brisa inside. Tana Rabban, the brisa says, Kate said, Rabbi Gamliel, ain't get acha get. Under what circumstances does Rabbi Gamliel hold that there is no get following a get? We already, again, explained this. Now we'll see it inside in the brisa. So the first scenario is you're dealing with shnei yavamos. You have two wives of Reuven, Rachel and Leah, unrelated wives. They're two wives. Reuven Nebuch passes away, and there's only one brother. Nice and simple. There's only Shimon. Shimon now has these two wives of Reuven, Rachel and Leah, unrelated co-wives of Reuven that fall to him. And what does Shimon do? V'nosan get lezu. He gives a get to Rachel, and then, incorrectly, the get lezu. He gives a get to Leah. Now, he should have done either Yibum or Chalitza with one of them, and that was the right thing to do, but he did it wrong. He gave a get, number one, and then he gave a second get to number two. So, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, in this situation, that only the first one took effect because ein get acha get. So therefore, they still require to get rid of the Zika because the get doesn't get rid of the Zika fully. So therefore, chalitza l'rishona. He has to give chalitza to the first one. Now, you give chalitza to the first one because the second one, we say the get was totally ineffective. So why ruin her? She doesn't have the status of being a gerusha. So when you give her chalitza, if you give to the second one chalitza, so now you're turning into psula l'kohen. We don't want to do that. So therefore, give the chalitza to the first one who was already a grusha. The get did take effect to a certain extent, so therefore, preferably give chalitza to the rishona, chalitza to the rishona, and therefore, v'asa b'krovaseah, and he also b'krovav. So this first wife that got the get will now get the chalitza, and Shimon is not allowed to marry her relatives, and she's not allowed to marry Shimon's relatives. Fine, very simple. And the second one who got a get from Shimon, but that get was totally ineffective, ain't get acha get according to Rabbi Gamliel, u'muta b'krovashniyah. Shimon would be allowed to go marry the relatives of the second wife, Leah, and likewise, she would be allowed to go and marry his relatives. That's the opinion of Rav Gamliel. And Chama disagree. Chama say, no, yesh get acha get, v'chama mim, nasa and get lezu, v'nasa get lezu. If Shimon gave a get to Rachel, and then he also gave a get to Leah, both are also to him, and therefore it doesn't make a difference which one he gives chalitza to. Also, b'krov v'shteim, he's not allowed to marry any of Rachel's relatives or any of Leah's relatives. Neither of them, Rachel and Leah, are not allowed to marry any of his relatives. They both have the status of being a grusha, so you can give chalitza le'achas mihen. Doesn't make a difference which one you give it to. Then the Braisa continues and says, likewise, the same thing would apply. V'chein ata omer b'shnei yavim. If instead of there being two wives, there were two brothers. So instead of just Reuven and Shimon, you have Reuven and now Shimon and Levi. And instead of there being two wives to Reuven, Rachel and Leah, there's just Rachel. So he says the same exact halacha applies in this situation. V'chein ata omer b'shnei yavim. You have Shimon and Levi, and there's only one wife, Rachel, v'yavam achas, and you had Shimon giving a get, and then Levi giving a get. Or you had Shimon doing maimer, and then Levi doing maimer. This is the exact same machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says, ein get acha get, ein maimer acha maimer, and therefore the same thing would apply that it only is ruined for Shimon, but it wouldn't be ruined for Levi in this situation. Each of them could marry the krovus of each other for Levi and Rachel. And likewise, if you're going to give chalitza in this situation, go give chalitza, let Shimon be the one to go give the chalitza. Because if Levi would give the chalitza, then they would all be krovas chalutzaso, and we prefer not to have that. So the same exact thing applies. The Braisa tells us whether it's a Shimon and a Levi with just Rachel, or it's Shimon with a Rachel and a Leah. The Braisa continues and says, Ketzad Amar Gamliel, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. What about the case of Ein Maimer Acha Maimer? The same exact thing applies. It applies to Shnei Yavamo Shnafim Lubnei Yavam Echad. If you have, again, Rachel and Leah, I already said this outside just now, but here we see it inside. You have Reuven died with two wives, unrelated, Rachel and Leah, and he has one brother, Shimon. So they fall to Shimon. And what did Shimon do? The also Maimer Bezu. Shimon did Maimer with Rachel, and then he incorrectly did Umaimer Bezu. He also did Maimer with Leah. So in this situation, Rav Gamliel Omer, no sin get Lari shown up, the Cholitzla. Bedavka, you have to give a get, since the second Maimer doesn't take effect, but it ruins it that you can't go and do Yibum with the first one, which is more or less the second. Why not? If the second one doesn't take effect, so why can't you do Yibum with the first one? We'll see it's a Gzeira, but we'll get to that in a moment. But anyway, Rabbi Gamliel says over here that Shimon should give a get to Rachel the Rishona, no sin get the Rishona. That gets rid of that Maimer, but you still have to get rid of the Zika by giving Chalitza. Go give Chalitza to the first one. This way, only Shimon is also to the relatives of Rachel, and Rachel is also to the relatives of Shimon. He also be Krovo Seah both ways. Umutar be Krovo Shnia, but he would be allowed, even though he gave Maimer to her, he would be allowed to marry the relatives of Leah, and Leah would be allowed to marry his relatives. That's the opinion of Gamliel, for the reasons that we said already. The Chacham Amrim, no. No sin get Lishtayim. Both Maimers are effective somewhat, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, and therefore you have to give a get to both of them, and therefore it doesn't make any difference which one you give Chalitza to, because both of them will also be Krovo Shnayim. Shimon, who gave the Maimer and now a get to each of them, is going to be also in all the relatives of Rachel and Leah, and both Rachel and Leah are going to be also in Shimon's relatives. And therefore, it doesn't make any difference which one it does. They both have the status of Grusha, but Chalitza Lachasmi. It doesn't make a difference which one you Chalitza to, because all are going to be also like a Grusha, so they're not going to be able to marry a Kohen anyway, so it doesn't make a difference which one you Chalitza to. And since he's also the Krovosel of both of them anyway, it doesn't make a difference which one he gives Chalitza to. And the Braisa then concludes and says, V'chein ato omer b'shnei yabmin b'mamachas. The same exact halach would apply if there were two yabmin. Again, the scenario is that Reuven only had one wife, Rachel, and she falls to two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So Shimon gave Maimer first, and then Levi gave Maimer, so the same dinim and machlokus apply between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim in this situation as well. Okay, that's the brisa. Now, we'll get to the question that I just mentioned a moment ago. Amamahar, we just said that in the second scenario where there were the two Yavamos who fell to Shimon, so you have Rachel and Leah, the two wives of Reuven, that fell to just Shimon. So, no saying get lazu, we get lazu. So you gave a get to each of them. Rav Gamliel said in that situation, Rav Gamliel Omer, Cholis will be shown of Yosef Krovosel. So he said, in that situation, the second get didn't take effect at all. So therefore, all you need to do is give Chalitza to break the Zika, because the get doesn't break the Zika. And therefore, give the Chalitza to the first one. And this way, the second one will still be permissible to the relatives. The Leah, in this situation, can marry Shimon's relatives, and Shimon can go marry Leah's relatives. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, this seems to go against what Shmuel said, because Shmuel had said, Yom Shmuel, Cholatz Lebalas HaGet, if you in fact did Chalitza to the one that got the get, Lo Nifterot Zorah, since this is an incomplete or an inferior type of Chalitza, a deficient type of Chalitza, so therefore you, according to Shmuel, you have to give Chalitza to both of them. So here, this seems to be that that's not true. So let us say that this Braisa, which is Tanoik, should knock apart the Amora Shmuel, his statement. Shmuel says, no, Shmuel would answer, Amalach Shmuel, Ki Amri Ano, when I said my din, that you have to give Chalitza to both of them, that's only according to the Man the Omer. It says, Yesh Zika. Aliba, the Man the Omer, the Yesh Zika. If there is Yesh Zika, so therefore, there is a connection that needs to be broken between each of the Yavamos and the Yavam. So if you hold Zika, even with two Yavamos, so then Leah and Rachel both have a connection to Shimon. And since this is an inferior type of a Chalitza, it can only be broken with a Chalitza to each of them separately. So Aliba, the Man the Omer, Yesh Zika, over there Shmuel says, you need to do a Chalitza to each of them. But that's only if you hold Yesh Zika. Clearly, Rabbi Gamliel Sover ain't Zika. He doesn't know that there's a Zika, and therefore it's only necessary to give Chalitza to one of them, and both of them go free. So there's no stira or contradiction to Shmuel from this brisa. Gemara continues and says, however, Umi the Rabbi Gamliel Sover ain't Zika. If you're telling me the Rabbi Gamliel holds that there is no Zika, we turn to Nun Aleph Omud Beis. It must be the opposite, that the Rabbanon Sover ain't Zika. The Rabbanon hold that there is a Zika, and therefore that's why you have to do Chalitza to both. Oh, that sounds like it's like Shmuel, but no, it's not. Tani Sefer, they keep on reading. In the second part of the Brice, it said, the same thing would apply, V'chein Ata Omer, b'shnei yadmin v'yibamachas. This applies not only if there's only Shimon with Rachel and Leah, but it would apply as well if there was only Rachel and there was Shimon and Levi. The same halacha applies. Chen atomer b'shnei yadmin, there's Shimon and Levi, v'yibamachas, only Rachel. The same din applies. So if this is true, that the Rabbanan hold yei zika, so we got another problem then. Leimat evit yuvda, not to Shmuel, but the Rabba bar Rav Huna amar Rav. This seems to go against what Rabba bar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. What was that? Amar Rav Huna amar Rav, chalitza pesula. If it's an inferior or deficient type of a chalitza, which it is in this situation, because there is over here both of them that got a get. So therefore, when you give the chalitza to the first one, chalitza psula, tzricha lachzor kol achad. So then in this situation, it's not enough for Shimon to give a chalitza. Levi has to give a chalitza also. But here we said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that only one of them has to, and not both of them. The same thing applies. Even if there's a Shimon and a Levi, and there's only Yavama Achas, there's only Rachel, so the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel was only Shimon has to give the chalitza. We don't make Levi give the chalitza as well, but Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav says, no, both of them have to give a chalitza. So if the Rabbanan hold yei zika, this is the problem with this statement. So how would they answer? So Amalach Rabba Rav Huna, in the name of Rab, he would say, Bein l'Rabba Gamliel, Bein l'Rabbanan, Sabrin Zika. No, both of them hold that there's no zika. And therefore, there isn't the problem with Ashita, because Ashita is only if you hold yesh zika. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing both within the sheet of Ein Zika, and they're arguing about the svar that we said previously. Is there a get achaget or maimer achamaimer? Rabbi Gamliel says, ain't get achaget, ain't maimer achamaimer, and the Chacham hold yesh get achaget, yesh maimer achamaimer. But they both hold the opinion of Ein Zika. And therefore, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav says this has nothing to do with my shita, and it's not a kasha on my shita. Now we go back and dissect the second part. This is the question that I said before. Amar, in the scenario in the second part of the Brisa, which said, Am Osa Maimer Bezu, or Maimer Bezu. If you have Rachel and Leah that fell to Shimon, and Shimon did Maimer with Rachel, and then Shimon did Maimer with Leah. So we said in this situation, Rabbi Gamliel holds, Omer, no sin get Larishona. You have to get rid of only the first one's Maimer, and b'chol etzla, and you give her chalitza, and she, then Rachel, will be also b'krovosel. She's not allowed to go marry Shimon's relatives, and Shimon's not allowed to go marry her relatives. However, Shimon and Leah will muta b'krovoshnia. Shimon could marry Leah's relatives, and Leah could go marry Shimon's relatives. Not a problem. Michte. Now, let's check this out. If you're telling me, k'sava rabban gamliel ein maimer acha maimer, that the second maimer was totally ineffective, so then the first maimer was effective 100%. Why not then say Rishona, instead of saying you have to do chalitz with her, nami tisyabim? Why not do yibim with her? That sounds like it's a perfectly acceptable answer. If you say the second mimer doesn't work at all, ein mimer acha mimer, so then the first mimer is a good mimer. The person did exactly what he's supposed to do, he did mimer, now let him do yibim. Why would Rabbi Gamliel say that you have to give chalitza? Yibim should be perfectly acceptable. So when it says, Yataka right, 100% right. Technically, he could have done yibum, but we make a gzeira over here. What's the gzeira? Gzeira, dilma osil yabumi lishnia. Because if you say he's allowed to do yibum the first one, people say, oh, yibum's allowed. So then they'll say yibum's allowed to the first one or the second one. Oh, the second one's not allowed because the first maimer that took effect. So he's married, at least on a derabbanan level, to Rachel. How can you do yibum to Leah in that situation? Absolutely not allowed. So therefore, Dilma Osli Yabumi Lishnia, since there's a concern that if we allow Yibam to be done to the first one, you may end up doing Yibam mistakenly to the second one. Therefore, the rabbis made Xer over here. That's why Rabbi Gamliel said, do Chalitza and not Yibam to the first one. Albeit, technically, you could have done Yibam to the first one because the second Mimer was totally worthless, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Now we're going to have, to the rest of the Shia today, we're going to show a whole bunch of different opinions that hold that this Mimer actually works to a certain extent. Amar Rav Yochanan says, this opinion of Rav Gamliel that we just said, as well as the Beis Shammai opinion that we had previously, as well as the Rabbi Shimon opinion that we had previously as well, Ben Azai, Rav Nechemiah, these six opinions are all saying the same thing, Kulon Svirilahu, Maimer Kone Kinyon Gomer, that the Maimer does work. Now Rashi points out, when it says Kone Kinyon Gomer, it doesn't literally mean Kone Kinyon Gomer. Rashi Dira Masa says Kinyon Gomer means Lo Gomer Mamash. It doesn't really mean a full 100% Kinyon. Ella Kinyon Choshev. It works to a certain extent. And this Mimer has to be taken very seriously. So all six of these Shitos, the Mimer is taken very seriously and on some level does fully work. Now, What is these six opinions? So the first one, Rabbi Gamliel, oh, Odamari, that's what we just said right now, that technically the first mimer takes effect, so much so that the second mimer can have zero impact on it whatsoever. Now, it doesn't mean it's a guarantee that the first mimer took effect. It's a suffix. He doesn't know, does the first mimer take effect or not? But if you hold that the first mimer takes effect, so then the second mimer is worthless afterwards, oh, that's because possibly the first mimer took fully effect. It's a kinyan gomer, it's a kinyan choshev. That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, that's opinion number one, very simple, very well. Second one is Beis Shammai that we had previously. And where do we see this? Dithnan. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes. We have Shlosha Achin, Shnayim Hem Nesuin, L'shtei Achoyos, V'echad Mufna. Again, we have the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And the third one, Levi, he's not married. He's Mufna. He's a bachelor. He's not married. Okay. What happens? Meis Echad, Mibalei Achoyos. One of the two brothers married to one of the two sisters, Reuven, he dies. He's married to Rachel and he dies. So therefore, Rachel falls in Yibum to Shimon and to Levi. Shimon is already married to her sister. So therefore, she doesn't fall to Shimon. She only falls to Levi. And what does Levi do? Like a good Jew, he does what the rabbis tell him to. We also bought Mufna Maimah. So Levi does what the rabbis tell him to do. Don't just take her straight in Yibum. First do Maimer. And Levi does that. Levi does Maimer with Rachel, the widow of Reuven. But then, Nebuch, v'yachakach meis ocha v'sheni, then Shimon dies as well. Now, Shimon's wife, the other sister, Leah, now falls to Levi as well. So, according to Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai omrim ishto imo. Levi's mimer wife with Reuven, Rachel, that is considered a full-fledged wife according to Beis Shammai. Remember, we had one understanding of Beis Shammai that this is midoraisa, the mimer works. So therefore, Levi is fully married to Reuven's widow, Rachel. And therefore, when her sister falls in Yibam, Shimon's wife, Leah, who is his wife's sister, Levi is fully married, according to Beis Shammai, to Rachel just by doing mimer. So now, when her sister, Leah, falls to Levi, there's no Yibam. And she goes off scot-free. But Halezu, Rashi says Halezu is a lashon that we have in a pasuk from Yechezko. Or it's Halezu Hanishama. So it means this one over here, Teitze, Leah goes out without anything because Shmishum Achos Isha. She is the sister of Levi's wife. So therefore she doesn't fall in Yibum to Levi. I only Maimer was done. Oh, here you see that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is a kinyan choshev, a kinyan gomor. That's the second opinion, where this is a kinyan choshev, a kinyan gomer. The third opinion is Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya. We're learning a brisa. Now, this brisa we haven't learned yet. This brisa is later in the Masechta, on Daf Sadi Vav Omid Aleph, and there it's going to tell us that you have the unfortunate situation where Reuven dies childless, and his wife, Rachel, falls to Shimon and to Levi. Shimon and Levi, though, are both under bar mitzvah. They're both above the age of 9. The age of 9 is significant with the man. His bia is considered bia from a halachi point of view. So if a 10-year-old kid, Rochman al-Islam, has an adulterous relationship with a married woman, so that's considered a halachically adulterous relationship. If it was an 8-year-old kid, we wouldn't say it's halachically an adulterous relationship. Again, totally wrong, no matter what. But if the bia is considered bia, you have to be 9 years old. So we obviously don't punish the katan, but we would punish the woman if there was edim, hasra, etc. So the woman would get nisa, and the katan, since he's not bar punishment, he's not the age of punishment, so he wouldn't get punishment. But his bia is considered bia. So you have over here this situation. Reuven passes away. His wife, Rachel, falls in Yibam to the two non-bar mitzvah age brothers, Shimon, who's 12 years old, and Levi, who's 10 years old. And what happens in that scenario? Shimon did Yibam with her, and then Levi had relations with her. Now, neither of them is above the age of bar mitzvah. So the Chachamim hold in that situation, we view the bia that the 12-year-old Shimon did and that the 11-year-old Shimon did like they were mimer. And therefore, they hold mimer achar mimer works, and therefore the second bia, which is the equivalent of mimer, ruins the first mimer, so neither of them would be allowed to continue to stay married to her, and they have to give chalitza. When they reach the age of bar mitzvah, they give chalitza. So in this way, you remove the zika, but you don't allow either one to do yibam. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And that is where Rabbi Shimon argues the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon says in the Braisa there, Amalu Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says in the Chachamim, no. In Bias Rishona Bia, if you're telling me that the first brother who's under the age of a mitzvah, the 12-year-old Shimon, if his Bia is considered a valid Bia, are you making it like a valid mimer? Bia Sheni in a Bia. Then the second one is nothing. And in Bias Rishon Eino Bia, if you tell me that the first one is not effective, so the second one, Bias Sheni Nami Eino Bia. This is exactly like our Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel. And therefore, Baha Bias Ben Teisha De Chemalayim Shav Yorabanan. And we're saying over here that the Chachamim hold that this Bia is not considered a Bia. We view it like Mimer. So this would be a situation. The Kamar Bishimon Eino Bia. He says that it's not Mimer, Acha Mimer. There is no Mimer. Ain Mimer, Acha Mimer. So therefore, you see that Rabbi Shimon holds exactly Rabbi Gamliel, that in fact, the original Bia, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't work, but under the opinion that it works, the second one can't work. So therefore, you see over here, this is a type of situation where Mimer is considered a Kenyan Choshev to a certain extent, and therefore, Rabbi Shimon also holds like this opinion. He holds exactly like Rabbi Gamliel. Now we have three Tanoim that hold Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Gamliel that hold that this Maimer is a Kinyan Choshev. Okay, the next one is Ben Azai. What does Ben Azai say? Ben Azai holds the Tanya. He says in the following Braisa, Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer Bishnei Yabim V'Yivoma Achas. Ben Azai splits up. He holds somewhat like Rabban Gamliel and somewhat like the Chachamim. In what way? So when you have only Rachel was the widow of Reuven, and there's a Shimon and a Levi, so there Ben Azai says, Yesh Maimer, Acha Maimer. In that situation, we hold like the Chachamim. There is Maimer, Acha Maimer. When you have the Shnei Yabin, you have Shimon and Levi, and they each gave Maimer. First, Shimon gave Maimer to Rachel, and then Levi gave Maimer to Rachel. In that situation, we are concerned, Yesh Maimer, Acha Maimer. However, he holds, the Ein Maimer, Acha Maimer, there is no Maimer, Acha Maimer, when you have the Shnei Yevamos, in the situation where Reuven had two wives, Rachel and Leah, but there's only one brother, Shimon, the Yavam Echad. And Shimon first gave Maimer to Rachel, and then Shimon gave Maimer subsequently to Leah. In that situation, he holds like Rabban Gamliel. There is no Maimer, Acha Maimer. Whatever power Shimon had to do in the first situation, it can't do more with the second situation. So whatever he gave to Rachel, his Maimer worked, it can't work anymore for Leah. As opposed to when there's two brothers, then whatever power Shimon had, Levi has the same power. So therefore it could be Maimer Acha Maimer for two brothers, two Yavmin. But when it's only one Yavim, he used up all his power with the first Maimer, there's nothing left for the second Maimer. Oh, here you see, according to Ben Azai, at least in the case where it's Shnei Yavamos and Yavim Echad, that he holds just like Rabbi Gamliel as well, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, because there is a certain strength, a certain kinyan, choshev, with the first Maimer. This is the fourth opinion. Now we go to the fifth and final opinion. I think before I said there's six opinions, I just counted wrong. There was only five opinions from before. Ignore what I said before, that there's six opinions, only five opinions. And the fifth and final opinion is Rabbi Nechemiah. Where do we see that Rabbi Nechemiah holds that this Maimer can be a kinyan choshev, a kinyan gomer to a certain extent? Rabbi Nechemiah, from our Mishnah, that now we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees with the previous statement that said that Bia only if it's done at the beginning, ein achar bila klum. But Rabbi Nechemiah says, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, achas bi'ilo v'achas chalitza. Not only ein achar chalitza klom, but even achar bi'ilo, there's nothing else. And this is true. Rabbi Nechemiah says, bein batchila, whether the bia was the first step, bein b'emtzah was the second step, bein b'sof, whether it was the third step, ein achar klom. Both for chalitza and for bi'ilo, there's nothing after them. I v'ha bia psula, this bia that comes as number two or as number three is to a certain extent not a full bia. There's something wrong with it because there was a get or there was a maimer beforehand on one of the other wives. And nevertheless, the chemaimer shavu rabbanon, the rabbanon considered it like a maimer, and therefore they hold that in fact it's only if it's at the beginning does it fully work, ein achar bila klum, but in the middle, the emsa, obisov, it doesn't work fully, it's only like maimer. So they don't hold that the maimer fully works. But Rav Nechemiah holds, v'ketanei ein acharei klum. Rav Nechemiah holds that in fact, after this maimer, i.e. bia, that was a deficient bia, even in the emtzo or besof, it does have a kinyan choshev to it. It's like a kinyan gomer to a certain extent. And therefore, we see that Rav Nechemiah also holds that this bi'ilah, that is a deficient bi'ilah, we consider it like maimer, yet it is considered a kinyan choshev, ein acharei klum. And therefore, Rav Nechemiah is the fifth opinion that says over here that it can make this maimer, can make a kinyan choshev, to a certain extent, a kinyan gomer. These are the five opinions that are equivalent. Not 100% identical, but they all have a certain strength to the maimer to them. Another tough shir in Yevamos. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shir. Hope everybody's enjoying a wonderful Chol HaMoed Pesach.